Hey, what's up, friends? Welcome back to the Create Podcast. My name is Connie Bozalski, and on this show, we talk about all things creativity, mindfulness, and self-exploration for creators, writers, and creative entrepreneurs. And today, I'm happy to announce that I am tuning in from Vancouver, Canada, here on the west coast of British Columbia. And I arrived on Thursday night. Today's Sunday, so I've been here for a few days now. I'm staying in a really nice and chill Airbnb close to Commercial Drive, which was recommended to me, this area, and I really like it. It's cool. And yeah, it's actually been quite busy. Yesterday, I went to two events that somehow popped up on my radar a week ago. And then I was like, well, fuck it. I'm just gonna do it all. And so I went to two events. One was called The Big Ready, which is organized by this guy, this productivity guy called Mike Vardy. And I signed up for that because there was a few people on the roster, on the speaking roster, that I recognized, like Chase Reeves and Mark and Angel from markandangel.com. And just those three people, I've sort of been following on and off for probably about 8 or 9 years. And so I thought that that was just a pretty cool sort of coincidence that I would get to see them speak. And it was a very small event in this coffee shop, actually. But so, you know, it was super awesome to connect with all the speakers, and I got to meet a few really lovely people, and also got to listen to some talks by speakers who I'd never heard of before, but who were really awesome and provided a lot of value. And it was just a really, really chill, lovely vibe that I really enjoyed. And then right after, I went to an event further downtown in Vancouver that was put on by one of my absolute favorite people that I follow on Instagram. Sometimes he's like the only reason I check Instagram. It's Mark Groves at Create the Love. That's his handle on Instagram. And he's all about relationship advice, and but like in a really awesome, beautiful way. And I've learned a lot from Mark over the years. I think I've probably been following him for maybe like, I don't know, 4 years or so. And he put on a little event to just sit down and talk to a friend of his, Dallas Hartwick, who is also such a beautiful man. It was wonderful to be there and witness to just very open-hearted, vulnerable men who are not worried about their masculinity. And just opened up in a way that was just, yeah, just really, really beautiful. And so, yeah, they just sat down for a couple of hours to have a really nice freestyle conversation about all sorts of things, mainly, you know, relationships and Dallas's new book. But, and then towards the end, they opened up for Q&A, which was really great. And so, yeah, I had a big day yesterday, which I'm pretty happy about. And tomorrow, so the main reason I actually came to Vancouver is because tomorrow I'm going up to the Sunshine Coast, a few hours north. I'm not sure yet. I think quite a few buses and maybe a couple of ferries. So it's going to take me half the day to get there to this retreat center, which is where I'll be doing the first of three parts of this breathwork practitioner training. And it's going to be on for 2 weeks, and then another 2 weeks in May and another 2 weeks in September. So this is the first part. I'm really excited. And I'm going to be doing a shit ton of breath work every single day. I think 2 sessions every day, which is awesome. And then after that, because I'm really, really in need of some sunshine, some beach, and surfing especially, I'm flying down to Mexico. And yeah, and then I'll come back here in May for the second round of the training. So some background here. And then also, well, I mean, I have a few things I want to touch on before we get into today's episode, actually. So I'm currently gathering ideas for a free training on how to write better, how to how to write and turn your writing into blog posts, articles, books, videos, podcasts, all the things, Instagram posts. Writing is really everything. It's the foundation of everything. I mean, we're all writers. We all send text messages every day. So many of us put out our writing on Instagram and other platforms. So I feel like there's a big need for us to improve our writing. And I'm really passionate about writing and also as it relates to me as a creator and how I use my writing for my videos and my podcasts and on Twitter. And like, it's just so essential to everything I do. And so what am I trying to say here? So I'm gathering ideas for this free training, and which will maybe, depending on the feedback, possibly turn into a course on writing and creating that I've had on my mind for quite a few months now. I've been gathering ideas for it, and I have a really amazing vision for this program, this course. And I want to kind of test the waters first with a free training, like a free webinar, whatever the you know, the people call this today. So I'm gathering questions and ideas from you all, and I've already received quite a few on Instagram. But if you also have any questions, specific questions that you would like to have answered around writing and the writing process, then please do send me an email to mail@connie.me, or send over a DM on Twitter or Instagram. I'm collecting everyone's input because it's really important to me to create something that will really be of value. And I believe that that is the best way to create any offering, is really in a feedback loop with the people that you're trying to serve. And that's, I'm eating my own medicine here. So let me know. And by the way, I'm actually very active on Twitter these days, if I haven't mentioned that yet on here, more so than on Instagram. I recently deleted Instagram again. Well, it's like on and off. I download it to post something on my stories, and then I just delete the app again, or I just use it once or twice a day on my iPad. But it's not on my phone again, and it's so freeing and beautiful. But there's still a part of me that is connected to Instagram, and obviously the community that I've built there of some really amazing humans that I get to interact with. But yeah, Twitter is highly exciting for me these days for some reason. I don't know. I just love hanging out on Twitter and connecting with people. And it's so much more immediate, and you can actually have real conversations. So come and hang, say hi. My Twitter handle is @ConnieBIE. So it's ConnieBIE. Keeping my last name simple on that one. And one more thing also, today I declared email bankruptcy. If you've never heard of that term before, it's something that I've done a couple of times actually over my email career. And what it means is that I reached a point once again where I knew I was never going to be able to respond to all emails in my inbox. And I'm a big fan of inbox zero. Look that up if you haven't heard of that either. But I only saw one way out of this, and that's to start from scratch. So here's what I did today. I archived all my emails that I've received that have been sitting in my inbox for, some of them, I don't know, probably a year, and some of them for a few months. But and I might still get back to a lot of those emails, but for now, I wanted to archive them, start from scratch. And I want to, from now on, honor my commitment to be responsive and to respond. I want to say to all emails, and that is my goal. And sometimes it might take me a while, but I might not be perfect. I might not reach 100%, but it is my goal to respond to every email. And so that's what I did today. And then I send out my Flow and Wonder newsletter. And I mentioned that in the PS. By the way, I sometimes put some important stuff in my PSs, in my emails. So just watch out for that. And I'm really inviting in more of a dialogue with my Flow and Wonder letters rather than just me sending out content to you. And I do get a lot of people respond to me, but it's just been such a struggle to respond because of the overwhelm with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of emails in my inbox. And so I want this to be a dialogue and not just a monologue, and which is one of the reasons why I declared email bankruptcy. I can barely pronounce the word right now. In any case, so that's what this is for. It's not just me sending out a one-way email. I want this to be a conversation. So I invite you to, hit reply and share your thoughts and opinions on whatever it is that I share in Flow and Wonder, and or, whatever I can improve or, any of that stuff, or just you just want to say hi, that's cool too. So that's my invitation to you. Okay, now, today I have a special episode for you. Because as you know, I recently ran a workshop program around mindfulness and emotional intelligence for creators and entrepreneurs, which was called The Inside Out. It was very much a experimental format, but I loved it. It was great. And in our last session, our last meditation session, before we did the meditation, I addressed the topic that was triggered by a question I received from one of the participants, which was along the lines of how to ignite our creative fire and get into the flow more easily, especially considering what we've learned that week around mindfulness and emotional intelligence. And because it relates directly to these topics and especially to being in the flow as a creative relates directly to being in the present moment. And so I got really excited about this topic and I went on a massive rant for a while and it turned out really powerful. I re-listened to it and I want to share this with you because I talk about some really important things and it gets really juicy after about the first 5 minutes or so, which is when I think I entered my own flow state while talking. So definitely stick with it. In the beginning, I kind of invite the participants to a little meditation or just kind of tuning in, which you can totally do if you're not driving or walking somewhere. But I invite you to do it. And yeah, but then it just gets more and more powerful. And that's the kind of passionate content that you get from me when you join one of my online programs or any sort of offering. Where we get together live, and I really hope that there will be more opportunities to come soon, possibly, as mentioned before, around writing and creating. So yeah, sign up to my Flow and Wonder letters to stay up to date with all of that over at connie.me/signup. And yeah, that's it. I know this was a long ass intro, and now get ready for some powerful rant from my end. And I hope you enjoy it. And let me know how you liked it. Send me an email, for example, into my empty inbox at mail@connie.me. Thanks so much. Enjoy. How can I access and open my creative energy center? How can I ignite this creative fire sustainably to get into the flow more easily? And let's talk about mindfulness, creativity, and flow. Because the flow state and getting into a place of increased creativity is probably something that we all strive for. And how does mindfulness relate to that? And how would I answer that question? Well, for one, I would like to ask you, just briefly maybe, you can just close your eyes for a moment and tune into your body and tune into what it feels like to have creative fire in your body moving around? What does it feel like when you feel highly activated in your creative center? Where do you feel it in your body? Can you just move your body energetically into that space of heightened creativity? Maybe you can imagine yourself working on something right now, or playing music or drawing or writing or whatever it is, and how that feels like in your body. And as you're feeling into that, also then feel into what it feels like to be in the flow. Can you tap into that energy within yourself right now without doing anything as you're sitting or lying? Just imagining that you're working creatively and you're in the flow right now. Everything's really easy. You're having amazing ideas. And where do you feel that in your body? How does it feel? Does it feel light? Does it feel expansive? Does it feel like energizing? Does it feel exciting? Do you feel curious? Just see what comes up. Maybe it's difficult, maybe it's easy, it doesn't matter. Just observe. Just talking about it for me sparks like these feelings inside of me. And you can come back. And all I wanted for you to experience, if were you able to tap into that in one way or another? Can you, by show of hands? Yes? Yep. Okay, cool. Almost all of you, I think, more or less, were able to tap into that sort of energy. So what does that mean? It means that these states, they're always accessible to you, right? They're always there. You just tapped into it simply by closing your eyes and by sitting on your chair or on your couch. So they're always accessible to you. The question is, what is in the way? What are the barriers when you want to access it, right? When you're doing work or whatever. And that is the invitation here, is to explore and inquire around any sort of blockages or fears or limiting beliefs around your own personal sense of creativity and being in the flow. And this is self-inquiry. This is what we've been talking about, what we were talking about on Monday, the idea around self-awareness. And when it comes to procrastination, which is something that we all struggle with, even the most productive people still struggle with procrastination, because there's always a part of us that struggles to just do the work, even if it's fun work, you know? And so the question is, and there's a new book out by, what's his name? Nir Ila. I forget. I put in the resources, but it's called Indistractable, I think it's called. Yeah. And basically, he proposes the idea that instead of trying to fight procrastination, he invites us to inquire, right? So when we are procrastinating, instead of whatever it is that we're doing, or we're struggling to get into the flow and it frustrates us. So the invitation is Nir Eyal. Yep, that's right. Thanks, Amy. He invites us to sit with that feeling, right? That uncomfortable feeling of wanting to avoid what's uncomfortable. And what's uncomfortable is doing the creative work. Even if we want to do it and it excites us to do it and we want to get the end result, right? There's something that makes us feel somehow uncomfortable, which is why we then end up, instead of doing the work, we end up scrolling or we watch YouTube videos or we do everything else but actually do the thing. And I struggle with it too, right? A lot. And so when I get questions like that, like how can I ignite that creative fire in me? How can I get into the flow all the time? Like, sure, I've made videos around that sort of stuff, you know? you know, the five tips on how to get into the flow and whatnot, and how to be more creative. And of course, there's certain things that you can do and that you can implement, and, you know, certain habits that definitely make sense. But I always think, especially for the mindful and conscious people that we are coming together here, how is usually always the wrong question to ask. Always. It's the surface level. It's assuming that there is one clear path, like one answer, one solution, one hack, right? One shortcut. How can I hack the flow, right? I mean, all these YouTube videos out there and all these books and articles out there telling you how to hack the flow and how to get into flow state quicker, it's all bullshit. Like most of it is. Because there is no hack to it. I believe that the answer to all of this, to get into the flow and to access our highest states of creativity, is in the work that we've been doing this whole week. Like, you're doing it right now. You are living the question and the answer at the same time right now. Because we've been exploring our inner world inside and out. We've learned how to process emotions, which helps us increase our self-love and our self-compassion. And, you know, generally, we practice to be less judgmental of ourselves and the world. And so those are all really important things if we want to be fully connected to our creative potential on a daily basis. Because it's really hard to get creative and get into the flow when we're constantly judging and doubting ourselves and our work. So it's kind of like we're in this microcosmos of learning how to not judge our thoughts and judge feelings. And this translates into everything else that we do. And so mindfulness and meditation create also this inner and outer space for creative ideas to come through, for downloads to come through. Like, I personally have some of my best ideas during meditation, or when I'm doing breath work, or when I'm out in nature. That's when the best ideas come through, because I'm creating the space for them to actually reach me, right? And I'm reducing the noise. And then as we are practicing mindfulness and meditation, and we did one specific meditation this week on cultivating intuition, and that is huge. Cultivating intuition is, for us creative people, entrepreneurs, whatever, it's huge, because being creative means, in its essence, means being closely connected to our intuition and trusting it every step of the way. Because otherwise, we create purely from our mind, which is usually a place that produces what it already knows, what's already out there, what other people have already done, you know? And so I believe that cultivating intuition, cultivating the trust into ourselves and what we do and the direction that we're being guided, we can only hear that, I believe, the more we practice mindfulness and meditation. And then on top of that, you know, working with our nervous system. And because if you think about it, and I think I mentioned that in the workshop as well, one of the big reasons why I even talked so much about our nervous system and the stress responses, because, like, our brain doesn't worry about being creative when we're stressed and anxious. It's got other shit to worry about, but it's definitely not about coming up with awesome ideas and being in the flow. So the more we work with our nervous system, the more we bring that baseline down, you know, our baseline stress levels, and the more we work with our vagus nerve and all these things, they have a cumulative effect, right? There's not one thing where you just press a button and you're like, this is it. Now, you know, that's the way to increase my creativity, have better ideas, and tap into the flow. I know people are always looking for that, because we think, like I said, there's all these shortcuts and whatnots, but it's the daily work, and it's doing it over and over and over again. And the other thing I wanted to talk about briefly is curiosity. And I hope I made a really good point about curiosity this whole week around being this curious explorer, exploring ourselves with curiosity in meditation and our environment. And because that is, I believe, what mindfulness is just being observant of whatever is happening right now. And we can learn so much when we approach life and ourselves and our creative work like that. And curiosity for me, like when it, you know, she was asking, how can I ignite this creative fire in me? For me, it's curiosity. It's constantly, and I don't have to force myself to do that, but it's just this cultivation of this inner curiosity that we start. It starts with ourselves. It starts with our inner world. And that in itself, that curiosity that's inside of me, that ignites my creative fire every single day. It's infinite. I'm so curious. I can probably become curious about knitting, you know, or gardening, or I could probably start a YouTube channel on gardening if I get just curious about plants and how they grow. And then, you know, I could probably make 200 YouTube videos on gardening. That's why I'm saying, like, in the end, it doesn't actually matter what I create or what I get curious about, because it's this quality that we all carry inside of us. And that curiosity, it opens the gates, right? And when we practice mindful observation, then that's when we're in the present moment. We're here right now. When I'm mindfully observing something, right? And that in itself is working out our creativity muscle, because we become more sensitive to the world and the environment around us. Those are endless sources of creativity, I believe. And for example, yesterday I went on a walk for an hour or two with my camera out in nature, and I shot some B-roll for a video I want to make this week. And as I was out there walking around so mindfully, you know, I didn't check my phone. It was just me in nature and my camera. And there was just all these trees, and it's winter fucking landscape right now, so it's not very pretty. There's no leaves anywhere, and yet when you're a mindful observer, everything is fascinating. There's a curiosity, like, you know, and especially as a photographer and as a videographer, filmmaker, like, because you get so close and you can catch all the details. That is mindful observation, being fully in the present moment, and that's where creativity grows, right? And so everything can be an inspiration, I believe, if we become mindful and curious about it. And so what we've been doing throughout this week is that we've been practicing being a curious explorer of our internal world and also of our external world. And it's almost like that. It's almost like mindfulness allows us to become aware of the full spectrum that we call human experience, and to turn these observations into creative work or art. But I believe we have to start with our internal experience, because the more that we're sensitive to our internal experience, the more we can perceive what's going on externally with the same quality. And so for example, for me, as just part of what I do and how my curious brain functions, is that, you know, as I'm out and about or being at home, whatever, having conversations, overhearing conversations, whatever it is, but I'm constantly taking notes all the time about all sorts of things. And that can only happen because I'm constantly curious, and I'm observing all the time, and I'm hearing, and I'm listening, and I'm reading, and I'm, you know, and so, so that in itself, I believe, comes from being mindful. And so yes, I think that creativity begins with mindfulness, and that we don't actually need to try to make anything happen in that sense. Like that question of, how can I ignite my creative fire? How can I get more into the flow, it has this energy of, I want to make something happen. I want to find that one thing or the three steps to whatever. And I think it's all of this. The answer to this is that it's all about becoming more conscious, more self-aware, and especially more connected to ourselves. And so the more we practice mindfulness techniques and daily meditation, especially also, you know, doing self-practice, self-guided meditations, the more we work out the muscle that is also important during our creative work. It like translates into our creative work and into all areas of our lives. That's why I always say it's not about just the sitting meditation once a day or twice a day, whatever. It's about the, whatever, 23 hours and 30 minutes outside of meditation where you feel the effects. And that includes, of course, our creativity and our work. So, I mean, yeah, of course, there's certain things that help. I mean, it's like you can prime yourself in the mornings in your meditation. I do a lot of, like I mentioned before, in my morning meditation, most often I tune into feelings of being in love with life, of being in the flow, of having an open heart. That in itself primes me for the work that I'm going to do later in the day. Because then I arrive with an open heart. I'm already tuned into that feeling of flow, right? That what I just asked you to do a few minutes ago, to tap into these feelings, into these whatever sensations in your body, like it's always there. And you can tune into that in your meditation. And that is like exercising that muscle. And so, and of course, we can apply mindfulness when we're actually doing creative work, meaning we can apply the same principles that we learn in mindfulness. And then, like, what's your anchor as you're working? You know, you can always come back to your body. You can always take a few mindful breaths to settle back into the present moment. How can you create a mindful working environment? How can you pay more attention to the present moment when you're doing creative work? Because being in the flow is nothing else but being in the present moment so strongly, right? And the more we can access that present moment, the here, the right now, as we're writing, or as we're editing, or whatever, planning, outlining, or working with a client, or when I'm on stage giving a talk, or like right now I'm giving this workshop, like this is flow, right? It's easy. Things just come out. I'm not thinking about tomorrow. I'm not thinking about before this. Like, I am fully present right now. And that's the best place to be. So find more of those activities where it's easier for you to enter that state. And I'm sure if, you know, any of you work with clients or, you know, you have meetings or whatever, a lot of times when you're right here, right now, that's when it's just flowing through you, right? It's not even by you anymore, the work that you create. I think it's Michael Beckwith. He has like the four stages of consciousness. And I think like whatever stage of this is like the work is by you. And then eventually you get to the stage where the work comes through you. And that's how I approach work these days. I'm just like I wrote my book with the publisher last year. Well, it's this year. It's coming out this year. But I just said it. Like to whatever higher energy, I said, because I didn't want to write a book. I had already written a book, self-published it. And I just didn't feel like I need to write a book at that point. But I had two publishers approach me. And so I just said, look, if you really want me to write this book, then make it easy. Like this needs to just come as a download. And that's how I approached writing the book. I sat down every day. I closed my eyes, you know, before I got started. I just turned off my phone and everything. And it was in the morning hours because I believe it's easier to get into the flow in the morning hours, but everybody has their own schedule. And then I just started. And the only way I was able to just like let it come through me and to not get held up by any of these ideas is because I wasn't judging what was coming through. Because who am I to judge what comes through me? I can't be the judge of that. it's not me. You know, I'm just the fucking messenger. I'm just the vessel. Like, I'm just the meat suit, Connie, who that's just what I came with. And whatever is going on in my mind, like, if I approach my work like that, then I'm literally just a vessel. I'm just like radio station. And that's what I am. I'm just a radio station. That's it. And then you can detach your ego from it. You don't have to judge yourself. And it's just like, you know, just let it come through you. So anyway, it's highly recommended Michael Beckwith, his, I don't know, 4 stages of consciousness or something. Okay, this was my lecture. The answer to Isabella's question, which I thought was a great question. So Isabella, when you watch the replay, thanks for asking that. It really ignited my creative fire to answer it. And I hope you got something out of it. And I think what I'm actually going to do, so at first I was like, oh man, I don't know how to answer this right now. And then I sat with it. And then I'm like, actually, now that I probably wrote down like, I don't know, 500 words or 600 words to answer that question today. And I got really excited about it. And I was like, man, that would be a really good video or a really great blog post or a really great podcast. So something's going to come out of this little lecture that I just gave you. Virginia just said, it's funny that you mentioned it because the feeling of being in love with life that I have in your morning meditation was exactly the same that I just had with feeling the creativity flow like butterflies in the stomach. Yes, I find it extremely fascinating to be able to call in this feeling. Yes, it's so awesome. This feeling of being in love with life, like what that tells me in the end, like that's mainly what I focus on in my meditation. Because what does it mean when you're in love with life? It means that everything's just great. Like, of course, I can tap into like separate feelings of abundance and peace and whatever, excitement. You know, I can do the separate, or I can just, you know, put them all together into one nice smoothie. And that smoothie is being in love with life. Because when I'm in love with life, I am abundant. I am in peace. I'm excited. I'm in love. I live in the most beautiful place. I, you know, all these things just, they're given, right? When I'm in love with life. Would you agree? I think, yeah. Yeah. So being high on life, whatever works for you. But yeah, it's just do it every morning and see how it changes your life. And this was it. My friends, I hope you enjoyed my little lecture. Do send me an email with your feedback or anything that came up for you as you were listening to it. You're more than welcome to send that to mail@connie.me. And as mentioned before, if you don't receive my weekly Flown Wonder letters yet, then come and sign up for a free value bomb in your email inbox at connie.me/sign up. Thanks for listening. I appreciate you so much. I know that my podcast people, they're my people. Anyway, talk soon. Bye.